Tis the Damn Season, written and read by K-Burb. This is a Batman fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Jason Todd, Kate Kane, Bruce Wayne, Damian Wayne, Tim Drake, and Dick Grayson. Abbreviated summary. Kate Kane ruins Jason's Christmas with one simple gift.
It's the kind of cold, fogs up windshield glass, but I felt it when I passed you. There's an ache in you, put there by the ache in me. But if it's all the same to you, it's the same to me. So we could call it even.
You've got to be fucking kidding me, Jason says, staring down in what he believes to be justifiable horror at the so-called present on his lap. Kate smirks. We're all dressing as classic Christmas movies for the Wayne family Christmas party, little cousin. Jason glowers at her. Don't call me that. We're not cousins. Bruce is legally your father, and he's my cousin, so that would make us cousins, Kate counters. Legally, I'm dead, Jason points out. So, legally, I'm not anybody's anything. She rolls her eyes. Death and consequential rebirth don't negate familial ties. That's not even the point, he argues. Tim, who has been on the ground cackling, sits up and schools his face into a semi-serious expression. Be happy you even get to be at the Wayne Christmas party, Jay. My parents decided to be present in my life for the holidays, which means I have to show my face at the Drake Holiday Gala. Spare me, Jason grumbles. Tim raises an eyebrow. You hate big fancy gatherings. At least you guys are doing a family Christmas this year. Usually, the Wayne Corporation would throw a massive gala, but Bruce had abstained this year on the grounds that the Drakes were already doing one. Tim's loss was the rest of the team's gain, apparently. But then Bruce's cousin Kate had decided to join them for the holiday, which was distinctly bullshit. Jason looked down at the offending package in his lap again, shooting Kate another look. Damien's the actual child here, he tells her. But he gets a diehard sweater and I get this monstrosity. Damien, who has been helping Bruce and Dick put ornaments on the tree, looks over. I would not be caught dead in that outfit, he tells Jason, pompous as always. Neither would I. That's the fucking problem. The outfit in question is a heinous, bubblegum pink union suit, complete with bunny ears and a tail. Jason knows the reference. He's seen the movie. And he hates everything about it. Dick comes over and puts a hand on his shoulder. It could be worse. Kate could have dressed you as the lamp. You're only saying that because you get to dress as a nutcracker from the ballet, Jason retorts. And you love this shit. And also, no, I don't think sexy fishnets would actually be worse than a Pepto bunny suit, so... Bruce sighs, poking his head around the massive tree.
Jay, please stop griping and come help decorate.
Not until you tell your cousin she's gone beyond the point of no return. Kate gives a noise of protest. I just want to be part of this goddamn family. Bruce heaves another sigh.
Jason, be nice. She has me dressing as Santa. So I genuinely feel you could be worse off.
Santa isn't even that bad.
She has Alfred as an elf.
Okay, Jason concedes. That's pretty rough. I like the reindeer decorations you added to the Batmobile, Tim tells Kate with sincerity in his voice. She smiles appreciatively at him. At least one of you appreciates my genius. I'm not wearing this, Jason tells her.
We'll see, she replies.
Nope, Jason says. It's simply not happening.
Even Cass told me she'll wear the outfit I picked out.
Because Cass wants to fit in as much as you do.
Or maybe it's that she recognizes how cozy her Clarice onesie is going to be.
What are you even dressing as? Jason says, willing to bet she picked out something heinous for herself as well. Kate brightens.
I'm doing a gender-bent version of the Santa from Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's going to be great.
What the fuck? Jason growls. You gave yourself the most normal and attractive costume? She shrugs.
I'm Jewish. I've never celebrated Christmas, and I'm going to look hot as hell.
I think I hate you, Jason tells her. Bruce should have never let you be Batwoman. Kate looks genuinely hurt at that, mouth snapping shut and eyes averting away from Jason. Jason Todd, Bruce says, stern. You apologize immediately for that.
No thanks, he says. She offended me first.
It's fucking pajamas, kid, Bruce responds. It's not offensive. It's a goddamn joke. You're taking this way too far.
He's right, Dick adds. Which, well, Dick doesn't often agree with Bruce, even though they're both mega softies.
You're taking this entire thing to a way too personal level now.
Jason puts his head in his hands, taking a few deep breaths to steady himself. In. Out. In. Out. After a moment, he looks up at Kate.
I'm sorry.
It's fine, she tells him, giving him an obviously fake smile. I shouldn't have pushed the joke. You're right, I'm new to this family. New to knowing you. I assumed a closeness we don't have, and I apologize for it.
Oh, fuck. Now Jason's in for it. No, I'm sorry, he tells her. Obviously, being part of this family, this team, means something to you. I shouldn't have used it against you because of a simple holiday outfit.
Truce? Kate offers. I can find you a new costume.
Jason can't believe the next words out of his mouth.
No, he tells her. I'll be Ralphie for Christmas.
The end.
Is the damn season right this time? I'm staying at my parents' house.